the South Sudan Parliamentary Network on Population and Development. This is a very important day. So this Parliamentary Network on Population is number two. There's another Parliamentary Network on the World Bank and Global Funding. So this one is one of it. And there are so many other parliamentary networks which we want to establish in South Sudan. Also, me as a speaker, over the past few months, I've been thinking about mental health. And I think I want to launch a parliamentary network on mental health. And I said I will talk with the people of health to help me in that. We need to have law in this country for mental health. And so that also we need to make a policy whereby students who are going to university should others should specialize on mental health and psychiatrists. We need to have it. And also we need to have a hospital, because people who have mental health, they are citizens, also they have dignity. They have right, even if they are mentally ill. So this is what I am thinking of doing it. And I need your support, the international partners, and also the members of parliament. I had to write to somebody in India to give me their mental health law so that I can read, and then we can table it here. But the Minister of Health is the right body to come and table that bill here on mental health. So we are relying on you, and this is a burden you tell your minister. Now, this network that we are launching today was conceived with the aim of uniting and empowering legislators to address population and development issues through advocacy, resource mobilization, and evidence-based policy making and legislation. The network will therefore help to promote and protect rights, human rights and welfare of the people, of all the people, especially women and children. So this network also will promote reproductive health, including family planning, prevention of HIV and sexually transmitted infections, and prevention of harmful practices such as child marriage, gender-based violence. Also, this network will help to put universal attainment and enjoyment of reproductive health rights and the realization of demographic dividends at core of population and development in South Sudan. Also, this network will help ensure adequate budget appropriation and oversight for sexual reproductive health and rights, including family planning. I want to tell you that last 2 weeks ago, some civil society organization came here and lobbied. They said the budget of health, I think, is 4% of the total budget, and they wanted it to be raised to 6. And me as a speaker, I want to really raise it. In this year budget, which is coming next week, I need the budget of health to be raised, because all our money is going for treatment, and we should have done a lot of preventative measures that could help reduce, especially the waterborne diseases.